A man needs a modern woman like a fish needs a bicycle. For women, their life is like a movie. It's all about them. They are the star, and everyone else is props or actors to fill in roles that they envision they want. If a guy doesn't fill the role she envisions for him, she will try and get another actor to fill that role. So essentially, the guy doesn't matter. Only the script. It's who can play the role of Ken the best. If her life goes astray, she will recount the events that led her to that position as a script she had no control over and just followed, leaving her absolutely blameless, as the main protagonist cannot be the antagonist. Today's women are proud and rude, have a body count in the hundreds, and despite having 3+ kids, drowning in debt, and hitting the wall, they lecture us about what a catch they are. Most are bi or poly, and have so many dating accounts they have lost track. They suffer from multiple disorders, but the minute a man shows his vulnerability, they scream that he is defective and undateable. Guys, these women are the product of a society that over-empowered them, nurtured their promiscuity, and gave them zero responsibility or compassion. Stay single, don't date, and just bask in your freedom. If a girl doesn't want to date you because she thinks you don't make enough money, that already tells you she wanted to take half of it once she got bored with you. Limitless entitlement is the most accurate statement I've heard to describe the last 16 years. Can't say if it was always like that, but definitely what I have seen over and over again. Don't allow society to shame you for calling it out. Men clearly need more standards if being pretty and nice is the accepted baseline. Morals and values, gentlemen, morals and values. And when it comes to the situation with solo moms, this is so very true. Very seldom does a single woman become a solo mom because she was dating the good guys that she put in her friend zone. She becomes one because she was running around chasing Chad the bad boy. That is about as simple as it gets. American women, and Western women in general, are basically fatter, lazier, less feminine, and yet more entitled and selfish than women in other parts of the world. French women tend to be better than English women in terms of avoiding obesity, but they have a lot of the attitude too. At least with women from other countries, you get what you see and vice versa. You have your role, and she has hers. In America, you still have to do your male role, but expecting the woman to do anything or contribute or support you in any way is somehow toxic. No thanks. I think this applies not only to American women, but to modern women in general. Basically, after hundreds of years of womanism, what women want now is all the benefits of having a daddy without putting out anything. I literally heard an early 20s woman saying she doesn't want a sugar daddy. She wants a daddy that would pay her everything. Having her hair done, eyebrows done, nails done, plastic surgery, so that she can be a bad bish, without her giving out the sugar. All these years of women's empowerment, and this is what they have come to, no one is forcing them. For them, the most empowering for them is to get everything without work at all. This is the problem with women. Another problem with modern women is that they claim they can cook, they can clean, they are funny, they are intelligent, and yet they don't understand why they are single. But in the end, it's their attitude and narcissism that are the big red flags. Like, if you can't take criticism, if you can't self-reflect, if you think you are always right, then no, I am not going to deal with you. I already have to deal with a lot of problems every day. I don't want another problem creator at home. In the past, dating was used to vet someone to see if they would make a good potential partner for marriage. Now is being used recreationally to go out and have casual hookups and free meals at a guy's expense. I have completely checked out of the dating game since there is a severe lack of any potential long-term prospects in the current modern dating landscape. Most good men go to work all day and fight with the normal application of their duties. The last thing they want is to come home and have to fight with and walk on eggshells around their woman. We deal with our bosses, our co-workers, and our clients' demands all day, only to come home to a woman who wants to wear the pants and be the boss too. That's the big problem. men can't be in control of their homes without coming off as controlling, demeaning, or worse, abusive. Add the idea of a no-fault divorce, and it's a hopeless cause. The truth is that if you're a man and your ex broke up with you a few years ago, and she is now single at 35 plus, basically you win. As a man, you can carry on after 35 and grow your potential. She is just growing crow's feet, and all her drinking, smoking, and body count is just catching up with her physically and mentally, making her lonelier and more miserable with every passing year. Today's American women, specifically in the major metropolitan areas, don't care about men. They're out for themselves. In today's society, men are better off remaining single. You have more money. You have more time. You can do what you want, how, and when you want. And keep in mind that when you sign that marriage license, she now has a legal document to take to the courts. Here's another truth. Too many women don't understand what their role is supposed to be. They understand they are the prize, and they want to see men apply and show they love them by winning them over. They want an animal kingdom where a pretty female bird finally allows the male dancing bird to do his presentation. If he dances enough, it means he will love her and she may allow it. I have overheard unbelievable conversations among single women where one reports a few dates with a new man. The others immediately begin coaching her on what he needs to bring her and what she should expect. They list what minimum demands she needs to hold out for. That is a problem. They are not understanding this cannot be the way the world works in this century. I overheard one woman when an older divorced woman was utterly scorned by someone who insulted her by bringing one red rose to their first in-person meetup. She was livid days later. Apparently, they'd carried on some internet matchup conversations for months. He was an older divorced guy, so they could be a good matchup. I was surprised anyone would bring a flower, but maybe in their age group that was a tradition. She was utterly sneering about it to the younger women. It was, to her, him making it clear she's only 1/12 worthwhile, as a bouquet of roses is the obvious gift he ought to have brought. To my mind, that was only poisoning the minds of the younger single ladies listening. Far too many women are still utterly stuck on the idea, the false premise, the persistent belief that they are the object of desire and the applicant man ought to dance and sing to try and woo her approval. This cannot work in this century. It cannot. Women aren't making the effort and have become quite entitled to having the best man possible, all while having so much emotional baggage, trashy tattoos that supposedly have meaning, wanting to have a nice house and performance car, and traveling several times a year. It's even worse when these women are making more than most men in the same age range due to affirmative action and preferential treatment in both the hiring process and higher education. Men are just doing the bare minimum and using their time to pursue actual happiness without a nagging person by their side. Men not approaching women anymore, not even trying, and not indulging in dating is like a salesperson that has become disillusioned or unmotivated. If you wanted to, you could make much more sales than you do. But the company has set the bar so high that you know that you, and almost everyone you work with, aren't going to reach it. A lot of companies do this, and I think it is detrimental, but that is a different conversation. You know how good you are and what you can do if you really push yourself, but then you look at the bonus, how much effort it is going to take, and you just know that there is no way you are going to hit that mark. So why even try? Thanks for watching Man Reacts. Show us your love and support by liking this video, sharing it with your friends, and subscribing to the channel. And let us know your thoughts on this in the comments. We're always up for a healthy debate and discussion.